On Monday's front page, the latest unrest in Afghanistan is complicating the Obama administration's pullout plan. The Afghan security forces are still seen as riddled with dangerously unreliable soldiers, despite the U.S.-led training effort. Refugees from Darfur are returning home, and Arizona has cooled down when it comes to immigration, at least for now. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Obama administration officials tried to reassure Afghanistan that the U.S. remains committed to the war there. This comes after the weekend killing of two U.S. military officers inside the Afghan Interior Ministry, as well as days of deadly anti-American protests over copies of the Quran that were burned at Bagram Air Base. Now there's concern in Washington about the challenges of pulling off a drawdown in Afghanistan that hinges on training Afghan army and police forces. They're still seen as plagued by soldiers who can't be counted on. But the administration does plan to continue negotiations on a long-term framework to guide U.S. dealings with Afghanistan after the NATO mission ends in 2014. Looking to Tuesday's Republican primaries in Arizona and Michigan, Rick Santorum issued a full-throated defense of religion in public life. Times reporter Michael Barbaro says Santorum is appealing to the social conservatives who've reignited his campaign. Santorum said he felt sick after he read John F. Kennedy's 1960 speech endorsing the separation of church and state.
Well, absolutely. To say that people of faith have no role in the public square, you bet that makes you throw up. What kind of country do we live in that says only people of non-faith can come in the public square and make their case? That makes me throw up, and it should make every American. And we're seeing from a president, someone who is now trying to tell people of faith that you will do what the government says. We are going to impose our values on you. Not that you can't come to the public square and argue against it, but now we're going to turn around and say we're going to impose our values from the government on people of faith, which of course is the next logical step when people of faith, at least according to John Kennedy, have no role in the public square.
Santorum appeared on the ABC News program This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Mitt Romney, who's been struggling to win over conservatives, spent Sunday at the Daytona 500. That's long been a favorite of conservative Republican voters. Polls show the two candidates running about even in Arizona and Michigan, as well as nationally. Also on Monday's front page, refugees who fled the Darfur region of Sudan are heading home. In the last year, more than 100,000 people have left camps where they took refuge for nearly a decade. They're only a fraction of Darfur's displaced population, but UN officials say they're going home voluntarily, and Times reporter Jeffrey Gettleman says that's a sign one of the world's most infamous conflicts has cooled down. Monday's Times looks at President Obama's deficit dilemma. He's adopted most of the proposals from his Deficit Reduction Commission without seeming to. That caution reflected White House concerns about liberals who didn't like the commission's recommendations. Aides also say the president was sure Republicans would reject anything he endorsed. It's been 2 years since Arizona Governor Jan Brewer signed a bill requiring all immigrants in Arizona to carry documentation or face arrest. Now the main sponsor of the bill has been recalled. Two sheriffs who champion the crackdown are caught up in legal problems of their own. Times reporter Adam Negurney says immigration is not the all-consuming issue in Arizona that it used to be, but Arizonans who favor tougher policies say the tide will change again. The hacker group Anonymous orchestrated an attack on a Vatican website last year. The computer security company Imperva detailed it in a report to be released this week. Hackers initially tried to take down a church website that was supposed to handle registration for World Youth Day. The hackers said in YouTube messages they wanted to disrupt the event and draw attention to the priest sex abuse scandal. At the Academy Awards, The Artist won the Oscar for Best Picture, adding to Jean Dujardin's win for Leading Actor and Michael Aznavicius's for Best Director. Not since the World War I saga Wings was named Outstanding Picture at the first Oscars in 1929 had a silent film earned the top prize. Inside Monday's Times, Egypt put off the politically charged trial of employees of four U.S.-backed nonprofits. The trial opened but was adjourned after less than 2 hours. There are signs the case is taking on the overtones of an indictment of Egypt's alliance with the U.S. Egypt has already threatened to review the Camp David peace accords with Israel. The Obama administration has threatened to cut off $1.5 billion in aid. The Obama administration is working with Yemen's new government to fight al-Qaeda. Monday's Times says this involves a potentially risky plan to help Yemen overhaul its military. The plan calls for capturing or killing about 24 al-Qaeda operatives who are focused on attacking the U.S. or American interests. Al-Qaeda has exploited political turmoil in Yemen to take control of large sections in the southern part of the country. Federal investigators looking into the final days at MF Global are poring over scores of wire transfers. Monday's Business Day section says one involves $325 million that may have belonged to customers. It was discovered the day the firm filed for bankruptcy in October. It remains unclear where the money went. That's our preview of Monday's Times. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.